With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Mothers' responses to babies crying, benefiting from getting over childhood experiences. Research has told us that infants whose mothers respond quickly, consistently, and warmly when they cry have healthier emotional development than infants whose mothers are less sensitive to their cries. A new study has found that mothers whose childhood experiences with caregivers was positive and those who have come to terms with negative experiences are more infant-oriented when they see videos of babies crying and respond more sensitively to their own baby's cry. Mothers who experienced depression or had difficulty controlling their emotions responded to videos of babies crying by focusing on themselves rather than seeing the needs of the distressed babies as a priority. Mothers whose physical stress was poorly controlled in response to the videos were also more likely to focus on themselves and responded more negatively to the videos. They perceived crying as a nuisance or manipulation. In addition, mothers who responded more negatively and focused more on themselves prenatally were less sensitive to their own infants when the babies were 6 months old. Sleeping on animal fur in the first 3 months of life might reduce the risk of asthma in later childhood, a new study has found. The new research presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress suggests that exposure to the microbial environment in animal skin and fur could have protective effect against asthma and allergies. Data from a German birth cohort included over 3,000 healthy newborns that were mainly recruited in 1998. The researchers collected information on exposure to animal skin during the first 3 months of life, along with information on the health of children until the age of 10 years. The results show that sleeping on animal skin was associated with a reduced risk of a number of factors connected to asthma. The chance of having asthma at the age of 6 years was 79% lower in children who had slept on animal skin after birth compared with those who were not exposed to animal skin at all. The risk decreased 41% by the age of 10. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. When talking about body size, African-American women and doctors may be speaking different languages. African-American women and their female children have the highest obesity prevalence of any demographic group and are more likely to underestimate their body weight than white women. Yet according to new research from Rush University Medical Center, cultural norms for body size may prevent awareness among many African-American women about the potential health benefits they and others in their cultural group might achieve through weight loss. For the study, women were asked to use the body image scale to classify figures on the scale as overweight, obese, or too fat, and identify their own body size. Regardless of their weights, women in the study agreed which figures on the body image scale were overweight, obese, and too fat. However, having the women classify their own body size according to cultural definitions revealed a large chasm between biomedical and cultural definitions of body size. Gut microbes determine how well the flu vaccine works. Annual flu epidemics cause millions of cases of severe illness and up to 500,000 deaths every year around the world, despite widespread vaccination programs. A study published in Immunity reveals that gut microbes play an important role in stimulating protective immune responses to the seasonal flu vaccine in mice, suggesting that differences in the composition of gut microbes in different populations may impact vaccine immunity. Vaccines are less effective in many parts of developing countries compared to industrialized areas, and a significant proportion of vaccinated individuals, especially the young and elderly, remain susceptible to infection. Taken together, the findings suggest that the effectiveness of inactivated subunit vaccines in eliciting protective immune responses strongly depend on gut microbes. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means that we have the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. This is a special TEFR. It's a two-hour TEFR with my co-host, Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. And we have a living legend on for the first hour, and that is Bob Gadja. How you doing, Bob?
Real nice. Nice to hear from you. As I stated in the preface to the show, I'm thrilled to be on. Friends of yours have recommended you, and I concur with you 100% on Randy Roach and his brilliance.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Ken, in your usual style, how about you intro Bob Gadja? You give him an official TEFR intro. Let him see what it's like.
Here we go. It's improvisational. How do I introduce Bob Gadja? You used the term living legend. I've been familiar with him since, 50 years ago, probably, 1964. In 1966, Bob swept Mr. USA, the AAU Mr. America, which at that time was the gold standard.
Yeah,
and
which,
Mr.
Required,
Universe.
which required compulsory lifts, by the way. But go ahead.
Well, it not only required compulsory lifts. If you look at Bob's history, he was an outstanding Olympic lifter as well. He was the driving force of the Duncan Street YMCA in Chicago. His cohort Bill Sino was just an amazing bodybuilder, power lifter of that era, when athleticism still ruled. This was the pre-drug era where specialization in bodybuilding, breeding Frankensteins hadn't occurred yet. Bob went on to do another title, probably the only Mr. America to achieve a PhD. And the focus of the fitness industry is unfortunately all fitness, what accomplishments people had at certain times. And we don't take the bigger image of fitness as the quality of life, the accomplishment of life into consideration often, because a lot of times it just wasn't any. But in Bob's case, we've got an exceptional case here. I've had the honor of speaking to him several times. I think the thing that got to me most first time we talked is Bob brought up the name Heinz von Forrester, which floored me. And it turns out that both of us have sat through classes with von Forrester. Von Forrester was one of the founding figures of cybernetics and general systems theory. An amazing man, an amazing way of thinking that we're still not caught up with. So I was more than impressed hearing that. I was just floored. The depth of Bob's work is his doctoral work is in biomechanics. His clinic specializes in something called physiotherapy. But what he brings to the table is a depth of scientific and artistic understanding that, in my experience, is unparalleled. So that's the introduction, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, ego te absolva. Remember, I'm a Catholic kid. I haven't had an ego trip like this for a long time. You guys are terrific.
All right, we'll add caveat lector.
Who said Latin is
dead?
Hey,
you know, let me say this. Heinz von Furster was a tremendous teacher. You know, he went out to Esselmont. He was biophysics, and I was interested, of course, in quantum physics and all that stuff, and I was in the Department of Health Education. And U of I was where I learned all the statistical probabilities and all the other stuff, and haven't talked to anybody about that subject since the last time I talked to you. So it's a thrill to be on the show. I'm enjoying your perspective. I told Carl earlier, I said, Randy Roach's book, I've handed out both of his books at least 10 to 15 times. I'll wait for their return so I can hand them out to somebody else, because so many young people ask me about the history of bodybuilding, the history of how the thing got fragmented. But my point and my argument with Randy at this point is, and I stated it to Carl, is that the golden age was the 60s, not the 70s or the 80s. The golden age.
Oh, I agree.
Maybe we call it a golden decade, because you had to be strong. When I won Mr. Chicago, I had to beat Ralph Kleiner, who was as close to Steve Reeves as anybody ever. We were tied, and I beat him in the press, and he's had a back problem ever since. But he denies that was the reason for the back problem, but the point was you had to get athletic points, and that put like guys like Larry Scott out of the objective, because they didn't want to do that. But then bodybuilding got specialized, and the whole field got fragmented. I did a master's degree in exercise physiology at George Williams, and all they were interested in was cardiorespiratory, cardiovascular. There's no such notion of that muscles were important.
Right.
But then the development of the PHA, you know, the secondary heart action is as important as the primary heart action and the lung action and all that stuff. So while I agree don't smoke cigarettes and stuff like that, I think still PHA is the way for older people to train, and even Arnold agrees with that. So just to catch you up on that, and thank you for the compliments, I'm ready to talk anything you want to.
I'm really wanting to hold on PHA for a second broadcast, if you'll consider that.
Oh,
partly
I
because I didn't have any literature to review to sensibly lead a discussion and take part in one.
What does PHA stand for?
Peripheral heart action.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
there's a dude in England wrote a book called PHA, and I don't think he understands it, but he wrote a book about it, and you know, that's an original term from Arthur H. Steinhaus, Toward an Understanding of Physical Education. He was my mentor, as was von Furster and several other people in terms of how I derived this stuff. You know, I go back to Mabel Ellsworth Todd at Columbia University, and Lulu Schweigert, and that whole group. Postural training is important variables and all this other stuff that you see people dancing with now, but really not understanding the foundations that those people laid years ago. I mean, I got stuff that's 50 years old that's relevant now, and should be become relevant. And I'm working with Lance Dreyer to work up a whole course on how you do this stuff. So you'll be hearing more about that, I suppose, down the road when you want to talk more about PHA.
You know, I want to also say something else before we go into the break.
Oh, you know, but to add one thing to that.
Yes, please.
I just had a secondary thought. The doctors see the issue as peripheral resistance, atherosclerosis, and all the sclerosis and all that stuff. But if you keep the muscles of the especially the lower legs and the neck healthy, these are the things that seniors have to keep in mind. Those two important areas, the neck for the thyroid, because the circulation is the adjacent circulation that comes out in the PHA theory, if you get through the original works I did on it that I'm redoing right now. You also have the guys writing books on testosterone in terms of the gonads by doing, you know, reverse torso curls and doing the abdominal exercises, stimulating that through that means. But we also have to remember, of all the exercises that bodybuilders did, even in the 60s, if you added the number of sets they did for the arms and compared that to the number of sets they did for their calves, you'd find something like 100-to-1 ratio.
Right.
I mean, it's hilarious. And they said, why don't guys work their calves? Well, besides the calves, you've got the dorsiflexion, you got the perineal development. Chris Dickerson was one of the first to show that complete development. But
they
always said that I had Polish calves, you know. I grew up in Chicago in a Polish neighborhood, and people used to call us dumb Polacks, and bodybuilders were known to have strong backs and weak minds. So I think in both respects, I understand the body from a socio-political organizational variable also.
Let's do this. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to just touch on the lower legs for a second before we move forward, Ken. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Bob Gadger. You're listening to the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my co-host Ken O'Neill. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
So I introduced my first supplement ever. Primal D is the only topical vitamin D supplement in the world. High delivery vehicle, 4,000 IUs right into the skin where nature intended you to absorb your vitamin D, not through your gut, through your skin. And as a result, it has all the benefits of vitamin D supplementation without any of the unwanted calcification or potential liver toxicity at any dose. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Okay, so Ken, before we move on with Bob, I just want to mention one thing. So Bob, do you think it's possible, because I'm actually suffering from some of these lower legs, what it feels like is a tightness in the instep and the ankles and the front of the leg and even some parts of the calf that are setting in now. And I'm wondering, is this indicative of what you talked about, and can I reverse it by focusing more on my lower leg training?
Yeah, do you have a copy of my book, Total Body Training, the old book?
No, I don't, but I'm going to have to get it, I guess.
I'll have Mary Lou send you out one. I sent one to Ken. I think Ken has got the exercises in there, too. But I have a whole series of inversion, eversion, band. I have a device called a Lex device. You can make your own. I'm going to have plans on how you can make your own. I trained Harvard's tennis team, and they won the region championship with the highest points ever recorded using a Lex device. I mean, and also the Sting. I trained them with the Lex and the rubber bands. And I think if you look at working the inversion, eversion, supination, pronation, dorsiflexion, I also have another thing called the DARD in the book that you'd be interested in. And I've got a new system where you can build your own. You can go to the drugstore, or not the drugstore, but the hardware store, and get some conduit pipe, and you put it together. You can screw them together, and so I've got plans on how you can do that, and I've got a few things that I'll be putting up on our website where people can build their own or they can purchase it, and DARDs are still for sale. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't respect the originator, but they're still selling the product.
The bottom line is, with these types of techniques, you can reverse that stiffness, huh?
Well, yeah, but it has to be included. It's like in the PHA, you know, you're working small parts. Maybe you got a bench press that's the primary, you know, it's the gross exercise. You got uni, bi, and poly, as the physical therapists say. You got, I call it singular, double, and complex exercises. You know, doing a snatch is a highly complex exercise, but you can do one of those. But then to recover, you do what we call resets, and that's to work the opposite action. So for every time you work your bicep, you should work the opposite, not to pump the muscle, but to reset the muscle tone, because the hypertonicity becomes an issue in bodybuilding, especially when you're looking at the calves. So directly after doing the calves, you could do a set of DARD exercises where you're doing dorsiflexion with a similar load. So you take those in combination, not the superset and the congest, because then you go on to do the other things where you think of moving the blood back and the lymph, more importantly, is what stagnates. It's the venal blood and the lymph that are dependent upon peripheral heart action. In the original papers that I did in Iron Man magazine and Strength and Health in the magazines, I used the analogy of the soldier standing at attention, not moving, you know, at attention and fainting. Huh. Well, that's because the lymphatic drain, the drag, and the legs swell up. People that are on their feet all day, guys who do shows, you know, have to put carpets on and keep moving around because their legs get so congested with lymph. Now, bodybuilders forget that when you pump your arm up, you know, I know bodybuilders could pump their arm up an inch and a half, that's venal blood being backed up, okay, and it's looking to get circulated. And the secondary factor is there's a lymphatic drag. That lymph fluid is going to come out very slowly. So those when they feel that pump lasting for a half an hour to an hour, that's no longer blood flow. That's lymph is staying in there. And now they're putting binders on. You know, there's all these things that are crazy, putting binders on to enhance that aspect.
Right, right.
So the PHA is a different way. It's worked on circulation recovery and recruiting as many muscle fibers as you can on a particular day, but not to work heavy every single day, but to work every day. You can work a particular part emphasize that, but use these other peripheral heart action exercises to help you recover that part. So my idea is to recruit more muscle fibers, to stimulate, to educate, and to make sure that you warm up. And also in the book, I go over the dangers of stretching. Now, you look at what's happening to our culture now. When back in the 60s, when the steroids were starting, I mean, that was illegal. Then they started adjudicating it, and all sorts of things happened as a consequence of it. But now you've got the extreme change. You've got guys who've never exercised a day in their life going on steroids.
Yeah.
How do they do it? You know, because when guys that know steroids know that you're more likely to rupture tendons, you're more likely to have high blood pressure. I can remember Larry Scott telling me when Irvin Johnson, became Rio H.
Rio Blair, right?
That's the subject of Randy's latest book, I guess. The point was, in addition to mother's milk, he was also recommending Dianabol. And I said to him, "How do you know how to take this stuff?" And he says, "Well, you start out taking, you know, one a day, then you go to three a day, then you go to 10." And I said, "Well, what happens? How do you know you're taking too much or too little?" He says, "When your nose starts to bleed, your blood pressure is too high." So that even then, as this stuff was starting, they knew that this affected your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now? We got clinics going up all over the Chicagoland area with guys doing testosterone injections. It's no longer the idea that, you know, you can't digest the Dianabol and the other names that we had, Maxibols and all the balls, because the stomach acid would dissolve it. And the other problem was the gonadomastectomies, where the guys are getting breasts because of the hydrogen flipping off the molecule. You know, between male testosterone and female estrogen, you got a hydrogen molecule in there. So that changes with guys. So a lot of guys were having problems with that. But the idea of coming into those programs and doing stretching exercises, like asking for nothing but trouble,
yeah.
Especially in the shoulder joint, where guys are going to start doing bench presses, and they've got the aggression, they got the stimuli of the steroids, but they don't have the tendon education, the ligamentous factors are not being considered. And you look at the female population who has been on estrogen for 40, 50 years, and you know, that's the big correlate now. You say, well, women have been doing it forever. Do they have problems? Of course they have. Women, 70% of the female population is considered lax ligamentous, all right? So I'm not making that stuff up. You know, it's in the medical books. You can look at guys after 35 busting their calcaneal tendon, just doing walking. Everybody's walking now. It's the easiest thing to do. But you have to develop those muscles before you can walk. Look at what happened to Cooper and what's the other guy, the dermatologist. They both came out recanting jogging because they were the big proponents of
right.
Dwayne Dyer. Oh, jog, jog, jog. But all of them have got torn tendons, they got rheumatoid arthritis, they got pounding, you know, jogging was the appropriate name for the subject. And when I would teach classes, I would teach them how to run. I teach them, it's like hitting a tennis ball. You have to learn the technique. You can't just sit back and start doing exercises just like these bodybuilders are doing in the books that you can buy now. You know,
what's funny? We had an author on the other day, and we looked at walking from an evolutionary perspective, because walking and being able to be a biped standing up, that changed the trajectory of our species. And he said jogging was invented. It wasn't something that we did as a species. We either ran or we walked. We didn't jog.
But learning is a high level technique, and running is on the toes, not on your heels.
Right. And I run with five fingers, so I have to run on my toes. I can't run on, I don't heel strike. We have to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host, Ken O'Neill, because I know he has lots of good questions for Bob Gadja. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio right here on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad. Today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
This is a special two-hour episode of Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. During this first hour, we're here with Bob Gadja. And I'm going to turn the rest of this interview over to my co-host, Ken O'Neill. And then later, Ken O'Neill's going to interview me. That ought to be interesting. Take it away, Ken.
All right. I've had some thoughts about this. I read both Bob's book and a 27-page chapter of another book, much more technical, that was sent to me. And my thinking is from having dealt with a lot of people in the area, let's loosely call them body therapies, that the general public is so ignorant, ill-informed, uninformed, that for starting point and to benefit our listenership today, I'd like to kind of structure the rest of the discussion from that book, beginning with Bob clarifying for us the distinction between orthopedics, physical therapy, and kinesiotherapy.
Okay, and there's kinesiology as the subject. Now, if you the primary source on that for those interested in it would be Basmajian and McAnale, and it's called Muscles and Movements. So it's currently you can buy it for $160 on the internet because I just checked it out. I've got a copy to it, and also. In addition to that's when the science of kinesiology arrived, okay, with that. It's 1954 edition where it was no longer kinesiology being a composite of physics and all this other stuff, but it was where it was formulated into a singular subject. So the best source on kinesiology was that. Now, you had University of Illinois had this unique program in kinesiotherapy, and with Professor Bob Shelton. I had one of the honors of having him as a teacher. He went off to Arizona after that, but they started up this whole system of kinesiotherapy prior to physical therapy. Physical therapy came out after polio. So the oldest version of therapy is kinesiotherapy, and people can get in touch with Jerry Purvis at the University of Tennessee if they're interested in, and then they can call my number. I give you the numbers of all these, anybody interested in it. But right now, schools are educating and also certifying people in kinesiology as a subject because they don't want to use the word physical education anymore. There was this whole trend during the 50s against military-type exercises. This is the Alexander technique is an example of that. You don't want the stiff military posture. You want the Alexander posture. You also got Mabel Todd and Lulu Schweiger talking about posture in a different way. Carl was talking about is walking on his toes. I mean, we are evolving as bipeds from quadrupeds. And one of the great source books on that, which I've treasured and loaned out with great reluctance, is The Postural Complex by Lawrence B. Jones. With Alexander, you have the analog, as the head goes, so goes the rest of the body. With Jones, as the feet go, so goes the rest of the body. With Todd and Schweigert, as the pelvis goes, so goes the rest of the body. What total body training is doing, essentially, is integrating all of that into one whole package. I hate to use the word holistic because they changed the word from W to H, and that usually means yoga. Huh. Right now, we're in a thing where even yoga is claiming its origin in quantum physics. I just saw a store open up, and it said the biomechanics of yoga. So here I am, what would you call it, a student of biomechanics, watching people that don't know next to anything about the subject, putting it into the context of Pilates and yoga and forgetting the physiological factors. So maybe I'm too academic on it, I believe everybody should quote their sources. And those, my sources, I always quote to everybody. I don't hold back on that and you know, claim authority for a doctorate or what. I got three master's degrees. I don't claim that as an authority. I see it as an educational necessity, just like you guys said in the early part of the show. We've got to educate that public because they're trying to lose weight. They're trying to stop eating sugar and all this other stuff. They're trying, but they need guidance, and I think your show is an excellent resource on that.
Well, the point I was wanting to get at that you make so elegantly in that chapter is distinguishing kinesiotherapy from physical therapy and orthopedics as education and movement.
That's it. That's the science of movement, yes.
Well, and here's something interesting.
Now, you used the right
radical about that. We don't have that education elsewhere, so I think it qualifies as a real important discipline.
I want to introduce something to this discussion. So the very first time we ever did a show, and I know what it was. It was 2007. We did our first show on mobility training, mobility work. Mm-hmm. And so I did my research and started to realize that the terminology for language and the terminology for a joint's full range of motion was articulate. And I thought, you know, this is really interesting because the greater your vocabulary, the more you are able to articulate ideas and concepts. And the greater the range of motion of a joint, the greater you are at articulating that joint. So learning to move joints in unknown places or places that you've lost the ability to is almost like increasing the vocabulary of the joint. It increases the ability of the joint to do things and convey things. And I love that term, articulate. when they talk about joint movement.
Well, that's it in the package. You look at the terms that we're using now. In the 50s, the word stretch was not used. The word flexibility was not used. Jay Bender, Dr. Bender at University of Illinois, Southern Illinois, said, let's not use the word flexibility. And the conference decided to use flexibility. He says, because you have extendability. So you're talking about an articulation, and you're talking about it being able to rotate. As McAneil says, you can swing and you can spin, okay? To get your hand overhead, the shoulder is limited to 90 degrees. I mean, that's a 90 degree before you have to laterally rotate up into something that's over your head. So when Randy Roach is talking about the problems with the barbells, because reverse curls in particular put too much torque on it, or Larry Scott was doing it, holding the bar in an extreme supination position on the Scott bench, and then it was called a preacher bench, and all these different names we have for it. But how many guys have ruptured tendons doing that? I mean, I know at least 10 of them in terms of bodybuilders that have ruptured the tendons because they didn't understand that articular process, that you have to rotate a joint, that you're safer with dumbbells, and you know, there's so many things. So in the TBT book, I'm looking for safe, sane methods of understanding range of movement and understanding the concept that bones only go so far. Your hip, an abduction, is 45 to 50 degrees. It's plus or minus 5 on that. Okay, if you're doing the splits, you're dislocating the joint. And so that your point on articulation is 100%. The point about vocabulary is people have to understand that different ways of doing the exercise is sometimes, with the steroids that help to heal, and the steroids help, in many ways, but also they hinder in many ways because you get too aggressive in pressing and all this other stuff. So the point is, I like to say, instead of motion now, range of movement, because movement is specific. Movement is limited by how far the bones will go, and I have those charts in the book, and I think you've been able to avail yourself of that too. So there's so much to know. Now, just take one real simple example. When you flex your wrist, you can hit a 90 degree. When you extend your wrist at the wrist fingers, that's 45 degrees. Now, when I take a joint beyond that range of movement, that's what's recommended in the stretch books. You take it beyond, like doing a simple push-up, eventually can produce ganglionic cysts in the wrist.
Uh-huh.
So, during the time when I used to have to teach calisthenics, whether in the Air Force or in the YMCA and all that stuff, I used to do two classes of per day. Also at George Williams, I did a men's class. We used handles and balls, like softballs, anything we could, or fingertips, or knuckle stands, instead of the flat hands that you see with all these stretchers nowadays. Because the push-up is a good exercise, but do it between two chairs, like Atlas did,
right.
Or Jowette. Those were early foundational exercises. You have to build those things up, but we're doing that in excess. And then the yoga takes you where they try to twist your knees, you know, and sit for an hour and medicate and in meditation. I almost said medication, Freudian slip. But in any event, I think the key is to understand from kinesiology, the science of kinesiology. There's certain restrictions. Like that if you're going to work, you can't work an isotonic exercise. There's no such thing as a full range movement. You can do it, but there's changes because as gravity changes, as your leverage changes, you get differences. Bodybuilders know that they can lay on an incline bench and do so far, or a preacher bench. Preacher bench gives you the maximum strain in the beginning. Okay, so when you're standing, you get that swing. You get an easy swing, and a lot of guys like Bruce Randall used to hold on to a pole with a 90-pound dumbbell and swing it up and down.
Uh-huh.
That was his favorite exercise. But I said that swing. You know, you can do 5 pounds, and it can be heavy.
Right.
Case in point, Bob Shelton at the University of Illinois talked about most bodybuilders that he would see come into the gym there were doing shoulder shrugs. They weren't doing adduction of the deltoid. He put this harness that would hold your clavicle down and stabilize it into position. So if you pushed up against it, it was an isometric contraction in that, or stabilized the action out. And he had this guy that was using 40-pound dumbbells, couldn't do 5 pounds in terms of true strength of the deltoid, as an example.
That's amazing. We have to. I
learned so much just by being in his classes. I never thought about that as a bodybuilder. I never thought about the difference between lying horizontal and standing up, and that there's planes of action, but there's also leverage.
Right.
So what happened with the pecs? Guys start getting those dreadful stretch marks on their pectorals. Because the skin is only so elastic, but they forget also that the muscle is non-elastic. It triggers the contraction, so they started ripping joints.
Hey, Bob.
Didn't understand it because the load was in the wrong position.
Bob, we have to go into a break. Hold your thought about this overextension that you're talking about, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Also, when we come back, we'll plug how you can reach out and find Bob's books. You're listening to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Dumbbells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Welcome back. I have some exciting news. Dr. Mauro DiPasquale will be a guest again in October, and he will only be doing Superhuman Radio. He has had to take a brief hiatus from the fitness community due to some personal family issues that have been resolved now. And he's coming back, and guess where he's coming? He's coming right here to Superhuman Radio. You won't hear Dr. Mauro DiPasquale anywhere else. But Superhuman Radio, look forward to October on that. Ken, why don't you take it away?
I want to. We've got, what, two segments left?
No, this is the last one.
This is the last one?
Yep.
Oh, boy, then we better hop on it.
You guys talk
Bob's
too much.
Bob's book is incredibly important. The book was published in 1982, and with the only thing that's changed is there's been new kinds of equipment and new kinds of training fads. But other than that, the fundamental principles of the book are, in my opinion, eternal principles of human movement. And I think that we have an immense deficit of understanding of those, which explains a lot of why people get hurt and keep getting hurt and having surgeries and so on. The book's called Total Body Training. And the two most important parts to me, again, I think Bob introduced the term core to the training vocabulary. His assessment and analysis and recommendations about core training aren't consonant with what's being pumped out today by gurus. And I would like Bob to address that and the movement from core training into total body training. So go for it, Bob.
Well, you know, you go back to my original position about backbending and stuff in terms of the military press. You see, weightlifting kind of lost its essence when it got rid of the military press. The whole world changed, but you had to have strong abdominals, strong obliques. You looked at the Olympic lifters with the obliques developed. You remember Freddy Ortiz was one of the few bodybuilders that had obliques and tremendous torso. But all those guys did presses. Nobody does presses anymore because it's like getting violin lessons. You have to know how not to hurt yourself doing presses. That's why I caution people on steroids. Just because you're getting stronger doesn't mean that your abdominal muscles have been educated to support yourself like in a handstand. Going to the Arnold Classic, what a show. They had this guy going up this ramp in a handstand position, but his abdominals were trained in that static mode, and they're trying to pick up on that now, but they don't know how to do the torso curl, the reverse torso curl. Now, you have a copy in the book, and I think I sent you extra copies of The Dangerous Dozen. So there's a proper way to do sit-ups, and there's an improper way to do sit-ups. You can look at original Catherine Wells' kinesiology. She talks about torso curls just like Garanda did, you know, putting your legs up at 90 degrees and pressing down your sternum, and then reverse torso curls instead of stiff-legged leg raises. I've got stiff-legged leg raises as a dangerous exercise for most people because they simply don't have the strength to keep the back flat. That's what the books tell you, keep your back flat, okay? But they can't do it because the iliopsoas is so dominant. The iliopsoas muscles covers 7 joints, okay? It's the one that tips the pelvis. They have what they call in kinesiology books, psoas paradox. When that muscle is so big and strong, it puts a kind of kink at that L5, L4, you know, a critical part in terms of low back strain. So that doing the abdominals correctly is important for reestablishing the integrity, the stability of that core. But I also see you have to work the core in 4 dimensions. And so that's hyperextensions with variations that have to accommodate what you're doing as an occupation, as an example. Way back when I did Billy Buckner's rehab and rehabilitation, the Cubs commissioned me they said, if you can keep this guy from getting injured, we'll pay you this amount. So I did a contract with him. He won the National League Batting Championship, played every single game. During the half season, he and Eric Soderholm both came in. One was a right-hand hitter, the other a left-hand hitter. Okay, I worked to get symmetry in terms of the erector spinae, sacrospinales and the erector spinae. Those are those columnar muscles in the low back that most people don't know the name of. But in any event, I noticed that both of them had atrophied the one side. They were one side dominant, so if you're right or left-handed, you're going to have a right side. So here you got millions of golfers every day swinging the same way. They have to, just for corrective measures, should practice swinging the other way, too, not just for, the proprioceptive neuromuscular development, but to keep muscle balance. So to go back to your original question, how do you keep balance and do the core correctly? And the answer is you do reverse torso curls with the knees bent, and you can do them incline, decline. But the hanging one is they do the knees up to the chest, or the knees up to the pelvis, is the psoas working, just like in the straight leg raise, which I've already challenged in the writing in the book. So you got to go beyond that. You got to curl the pelvis. The pelvis itself has to move in order to augment the lower rectus abdominis.
What about, real quick, because we're coming to the end of the interview, where can people get your book, and how about people that are in the Chicagoland area? How can they find you?
Okay, I have a clinic in Lake Barrington, Illinois, and the phone number. Let me put Mary Lou on. She's got here. Mary Lou, give me my address.
Hi, good day.
Day.
Good day.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. If you could tell us where your clinic is, that would be great for the people who are in the Chicagoland area.
Okay, our address is 28662 West Northwest Highway, and that's in Lake Barrington, Illinois. And our phone number is 847-991-2222.
Okay. And if you could put Bob back on so he could plug where people can get the books online and stuff, that would be great.
Sure.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you. Bob, where can people find your books? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we got a website. www.GaidaHealthPlus.com.
Now spell Gaida for the audience.
GAJDA.
Health Plus. GaidaHealthPlus.com.
Right.
And people can get the books there. Fantastic.
And I want to add something about the book. Bob talked a lot about the movements, hyperextensions, and so on. What he didn't tell us, and what was very, very important about the illustrations and commentary of the book, is you can go to your gym and have some personal trainer show you how to do those things, and I'm going to bet 100% of the time they're wrong. There's a re-education about form and about movement that occurs in that book that makes it priceless.
Well, God bless you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
And we'll have you on again, okay, Bob?
My whole session on PHA.
Anytime.
PHA. I want to talk about that next. Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, I guess, Ken, it sounds like you're going to be interviewing me. Or am I going to be interviewing you? Or are we going to be interviewing each other?
Well, it's going to start out with me interviewing you, but I'll bet dollars to donuts. Oh. That you can't do that in paleo, can you?
dollars to strips of bacon. Dollars to bacon strips. There you go.
Here we go. Bacon strips. I'll bet this just brews into one synergistic conversation.
Okay, so stay tuned. News at the top of the hour, and then we return with the second hour of Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Mothers' responses to babies crying, benefiting from getting over childhood experiences. Research has told us that infants whose mothers respond quickly, consistently, and warmly when they cry have healthier emotional development than infants whose mothers are less sensitive to their cries. A new study has found that mothers whose childhood experiences with caregivers was positive and those who have come to terms with negative experiences are more infant-oriented when they see videos of babies crying and respond more sensitively to their own baby's cry. Mothers who experienced depression or had difficulty controlling their emotions responded to videos of babies crying by focusing on themselves rather than seeing the needs of the distressed babies as a priority. Mothers whose physical stress was poorly controlled in response to the videos were also more likely to focus on themselves and responded more negatively to the videos. They perceived crying as a nuisance or manipulation. In addition, mothers who responded more negatively and focused more on themselves prenatally were less sensitive to their own infants when the babies were 6 months old. Sleeping on animal fur in the first 3 months of life might reduce the risk of asthma in later childhood, a new study has found. The new research presented at the European Respiratory Society International Congress suggests that exposure to the microbial environment in animal skin and fur could have protective effect against asthma and allergies. Data from a German birth cohort included over 3,000 healthy newborns that were mainly recruited in 1998. The researchers collected information on exposure to animal skin during the first 3 months of life, along with information on the health of children until the age of 10 years. The results show that sleeping on animal skin was associated with a reduced risk of a number of factors connected to asthma. The chance of having asthma at the age of 6 years was 79% lower in children who had slept on animal skin after birth compared with those who were not exposed to animal skin at all. The risk decreased 41% by the age of 10. More Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. When talking about body size, African-American women and doctors may be speaking different languages. African-American women and their female children have the highest obesity prevalence of any demographic group and are more likely to underestimate their body weight than white women. Yet according to new research from Rush University Medical Center, cultural norms for body size may prevent awareness among many African-American women about the potential health benefits they and others in their cultural group might achieve through weight loss. For the study, women were asked to use the body image scale to classify figures on the scale as overweight, obese, or too fat, and identify their own body size. Regardless of their weights, women in the study agreed which figures on the body image scale were overweight, obese, and too fat. However, having the women classify their own body size according to cultural definitions revealed a large chasm between biomedical and cultural definitions of body size. Gut microbes determine how well the flu vaccine works. Annual flu epidemics cause millions of cases of severe illness and up to 500,000 deaths every year around the world, despite widespread vaccination programs. A study published in Immunity reveals that gut microbes play an important role in stimulating protective immune responses to the seasonal flu vaccine in mice, suggesting that differences in the composition of gut microbes in different populations may impact vaccine immunity. Vaccines are less effective in many parts of developing countries compared to industrialized areas, and a significant proportion of vaccinated individuals, especially the young and elderly, remain susceptible to infection. Taken together, the findings suggest that the effectiveness of inactivated subunit vaccines in eliciting protective immune responses strongly depend on gut microbes. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Check out our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to this special episode of TEFR, Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. I'm Carl Lenore, and my co-host is... Actually, you should be the host, and I should be the co-host, Ken. I just made a decision. I think that's the way it should go. But anyway, so where do you want to go with this, Ken? Ken? Hello, Ken. Do I have you muted or something? Ken, can you hear me?
I'm on now.
Oh, okay. That's better. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
I want to start with it. Since it's, I'm the host of the TEFR. Is that Tefer or Tefer? If it's Tefer,
If you come from Brooklyn, it's Tefer. If you come from the Bronx, it's Tefer.
Okay. Well, we've been going now for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months, doing a once weekly, TEFR show. And Carl had joked a couple of weeks ago about interviewing him, or maybe not joked. I don't know. It seemed
What I said was, you always have these beautiful, elaborate, well thought out intros for the guests. And I thought, I'd love to hear his intro for me. And then you said, but I don't really know anything about you. How can I intro you? So that's kind of how the whole thing started.
We've never had the long talks that I do with most guests.
Yeah, right.
You know, the average guest I've spoken with anywhere from an hour to 2.5 or 3 hours over several calls. And it just goes that way. And the reason it goes that way is when they understand what the vision statement of trans-evolutionary fitness, they become stakeholders. They're already stakeholders. And I think the same thing happened to me when you – invited me on Superhuman Radio a couple of times last year, and some months ago came forward and asked if I would join forces with you.
Yeah.
And the compelling statement that I hear, it really jumps off the radio with the program, is Superhuman Radio, where evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yeah, right?
That brings to mind several things that are really the vision of Trans-Evolutionary Fitness as I've been putting it together. One is that we're an unfinished animal. More importantly, we face a real crisis in evolution right now. And I like the Chinese character for crisis. It's written by putting two characters together to create a new word, danger and opportunity. So think about that. Crisis is the meaning of danger and opportunity. There are people like Elizabeth Colbert, whose book, The Sixth Extinction, points out that life as we know it on the planet has nearly been extinguished five times, all due to alien influences like asteroids. We are in a much greater period of peril that we seem to be successfully ignoring right now that's man-made.
Yeah.
For example,
chronic disease.
Chronic disease is in a pandemic condition. Epidemiologists have for a decade told us that. Meanwhile, we're piddling away resources in Washington, playing with Obamacare and other forms of insurance that really benefit the insurance and pharmaceutical industries more than anybody else.
Dawn Blanken did a beautiful piece that we talked about on Casual Friday that showed that while the insurance companies cried the blues about the Affordable Health Care Act, the reality was that they have been the only ones that have benefited from it. All the insurance companies, their profits have skyrocketed since Affordable Health Care kicked in.
They were architects of that thing.
Yeah.
I saw something on PBS indicating that they limited the number of insurance companies. The major players came in, and one of the caveats was that no new insurance companies could be started to compete with them. We're dealing with price fixing. We're dealing with monopolistic
practices. And this government handed it to them. And it's important to understand something, that I am not for the Republicans. I'm not for the Democrats. I'm not for the Tea Party. I'm not for the I believe that all government is corrupt. It's part of the nature of government. It's been going on since the beginning of governments being formed to manage countries. It's not going to change.
Well, I would suggest there's a psychological profile inherent in anybody that wants to go into government.
Yeah, they want to be above the law. It's ultimate. Henry Kissinger put it the best. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And those who strive to be involved in government want absolute power. They want immunity. They want to be above everyone else. That's what it is. That's all it is. They may say, oh, I want to help. You could help. You know what? Take your family that's homeless and help them find the home and a job. There you go. You just help somebody.
Right. Well, let me go on with this introduction, because you really nailed about how I feel and work I've been doing, so that when you invited me on, it was an easy match, and the synergy's been real good. I think that what's different between our shows, at least to me, is I came in with a theme. I came in with the trans-evolutionary theme. The people I'm bringing on are threads, each of them contributing in a transdisciplinary way to weaving a tapestry. I think more integration of our two shows are going to weave even a bigger tapestry. We're pioneers in the world in providing a nourishing catalyst for the immersion of a dramatic new paradigm of health, of wellness that's naturalistic, and that's the grassroots solution to this pandemic we're facing. I don't have confidence it's in the interest of government to even deal with it. So having said that, I don't have 9 years of history with you. I know the show's been on for 9 years. What was your vision initially that got you going?
There was no vision. Here's how this whole thing started. I got deathly ill. I was suffering from chronic disease. I was told to get my affairs in order, my life would absolutely be shortened, and that I needed to change my life. And I wasn't even 40 yet. I was 39 at the time. I did not accept that, and I believed, since I had parents that were relatively healthy and they both lived into their mid to late 80s, and they would have lived longer had it not been for polypharmacy, by the way,
that I had good genetics, and I understood one thing from a book that I read called Ageless Beauty, Timeless Mind by Deepak Chopra. While you love him, hate him, one of the things he said in there, from a quantum physics standpoint, every cell in the body is replaced by a new cell anywhere from 6 months to 3 years, depending on the type of tissue. And I thought, okay, I've got all these bad cells in my heart. I need to tilt the odds in the favor of good cells being there to replace them when they are replaced. And that's how the journey started. This journey started for me having the evolutionary desire to save my own life, to save my life, to change the trajectory of my life. It was completely selfish. But here's what happens. Once you start to discover truths, and once you start to change your own outcome, you can't keep that a secret any longer. You can't. It's like when you look behind the curtain and realize that Oz has no power, you can't let the Tin Man and the Scarecrow succumb to fantasy. You have to say, look, it's nonsense. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Right. He's not going to be able to help you. And so, and we have to take a break, unfortunately. And
well,
I promise I'll hold
summarize
this thought.
Ray Wiley Hubbard says this in a song. Some people get spiritual because they see the light. Others because they feel the heat.
I felt the heat. That was exactly it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Transevolutionary Fitness Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to this special episode of Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. It's a two-hour episode where the second hour is dedicated to Ken and I, and we're going to talk about what we want to talk about.
Yeah, what we're going to talk about now is you've established that the origins were in personal trauma that woke you up. I'm curious, because what happens to a lot of people is they have trauma and they have another problem of disbelief, that as they begin to leave the pronouncements of orthodox medicine saying there may be another way, fear and doubt can really sabotage next steps. Did you go through any of that, or did the way just open up clear for you?
No, it really, there was never any doubt, because success begets success. I was changed. My heart changed. My heart problems went away. I lost all this weight. The outside world was responding to my changes. I was responding to my changes. So it wasn't even a matter I never became dissuaded, and what I was doing was right. But what happened was it transformed.
Exactly.
So the first transformation occurred when I read Volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And that's when physical culture as a prescription became very, very clear to me. The second transformation happened more recently. It happened last year and this year when I read The Story of the Human Body by Dr. Daniel Lieberman. So first I had the physical culture aspect, and then I had the evolutionary aspect. And when you put all these things together, you realize that when you look at our nutritional origins, you know, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors really turned me on to ancestral diets way before the paleo movement came around. And Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show. I had Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show the first quarter of 2006. Nobody was paying attention to paleo back then.
Right.
And then now it's changed again, because now I look at everything from an evolutionary perspective. And here's the funny thing about this. I am a believer of critical thinking. I think it's important. Without critical thinking, you are lost. But when you use critical thinking and use the evolutionary template, everything makes sense. Why things hurt us, why things help us. It all makes sense when you look at things through an evolutionary viewing glass.
Absolutely. The third book I would recommend as a turning point is Michael Murphy's Future of the Body. We had Mike on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that evolution explains everything, but our purview in Western science today has not taken us as deeply as it might. And I think that the next frontier is what you might call a mind. I'm reluctant to call it that. I would rather call it an active verb, knowing what we know, how we know what we know. Critical thinking is important. So is having the freedom and the encouragement to cultivate freeing doubt.
Yeah.
We are all products of cultures. We're all conditioned by our cultures and, you know, given points in time. And particularly in European culture, due to the influence of medieval religion, we had immense taboos about knowing ourselves. Do you know that psychology in the West only begins when William James at Harvard in 1878, gets that? Founds the world's first psychology laboratory.
Wow.
So our incursions into the field of consciousness and into the fields of knowing are still in very early stages. James published 2 years after his death was a book called Essays in Radical Empiricism, in which he says that any science and philosophy worth its name has to deal with wild facts, the stuff that its theories don't account for and that it wants to tend to black box, push away, suppress. For example, in medicine, acupuncture is a case in point. May sound silly, or what other people are calling energy medicine. Those have been taboos since the development of biochemical medicine 100 years ago, which Randy, by the way, recounts in Volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. This occurs in philosophy. This occurs in psychology as well. We had Al Kosniak on a few weeks ago, who 20 years ago with a couple of colleagues began the Toward a Science of Consciousness conferences at University of Arizona, bringing all sorts of scientists, including ones that are looked upon as rogue and maverick, to have at understanding who we are. And I would submit that our ultimate freedom is going to be psychological freedom that allows us to access, organize, and stabilize what are now dormant sleeping potentials for an even greater life.
Well, and I gotta refer to an email that I got from a fellow named Jason Sauter, who said that he can no longer listen to Superhuman Radio because of this show, because of Transevolutionary Fitness Radio, because he says that we repeatedly insult Christianity while extolling the virtues of Eastern beliefs. I don't ever remember even talking about Christianity on the show, number one. So I don't know what show he's talking about. You said maybe it was when Michael Murphy was on because he said something about religion blocking science or something like that. But I have to say something here, that I don't care what you believe in as a religion. The things we talk about on this show are universally true. They don't cross the boundaries of religions. They skirt around religion in general. And I'm going to give you an example. If you listen to Superhuman Radio and you subscribe to any of the ideas of evolution, they contradict Christianity. They contradict Judaism. They contradict every known religion out there, because all religions have a starting point that is way, way, way up the road, closer to where we are today than our evolutionary process.
But wait.
I want to finish this thought. When we did Superhuman Television here in Louisville, we did it on WBNA, which is a Christian broadcasting station. Their programming was from 6 a.m. to noon. It was all, what do they call that type of preaching when, you know, the charismatic Christianity shows, you know?
Evangelical,
thank you. We were the first show that wasn't a religious show at 12 o'clock. Well, guess what? We were the highest rated daytime show on the channel. This is counter. I'm doing a show that's talking about how disease, evolution, and mismatched environments are causing disease to a group of people who just stopped listening to a show that talks about a religious concept. These don't jive. But meanwhile, what I learned from the questions we got from the audience, because we got a lot of questions from women, is that while you subscribe to a religion, you can also be open-minded about other concepts. You don't have to take everything from one or the other. You can take what you like about one and what you like about the other. And that's what that experience taught me. And as a result of that, this show does not tread on, does not reinforce, does not have anything to do with any type of religious doctrine whatsoever. Meditation is prayer. You could pray if you want. Don't meditate, prayer. Then say a prayer. Say the Hail. Sometimes at night when I can't get to sleep, I revert back to my Catholicism. I start saying Hail Marys and Our Fathers. I do the rosary in my head. It's still meditation.
Well, yeah, and I want to add to that. There's a major distinction, and one that Joseph Campbell really made a point of in his last book. He said that the greatest threat to planetary survival today is people that read religious texts as if they're talking about literal truths that apply to everybody, instead of understanding their contemplative or metaphoric nature.
Message, right. All right.
And when you get to that, and you go looking, I don't understand. You know, I read that email too about things favoring Eastern approaches. There isn't an Eastern approach unless you're thinking in the 19th century. What we're finding, people like Murphy and Kosniak, and probably some others that have been on, and certainly more that will be on, are not approaching meditation or contemplation or the dormant powers of the mind. It's an amorphous term. I've used noetics for that term. First of all, I don't like meditation. It really doesn't – it can't be translated to any Asian languages. Noetics means the field of the mind.
Right. The science.
The field of the, right. of the psyche.
Right.
The psyche used to be called the soul, the seat of the spirit. The approach there, really, we find throughout the religions of the world. I didn't know that was plugged in. We find throughout the religions of the world early versions of what today is a science of consciousness. They're teaching breathing techniques. They're teaching attention techniques all over the world. Today we're doing it from a more psychological perspective, but we're studying the same things and we're addressing who we are and how, for example, certain exercises can be used to control stress, to modulate cortisone levels, to enhance production of HGH, downregulate stress, just do all sorts of things, enhance athletic performance. So the game is open, and it's a big game because it spans everything from therapeutics to peak performance. But to pigeonhole that as Eastern really makes no credible sense in the 21st century.
No.
We're looking at human consciousness. We're not looking at favoritism in where this or that technique came from or what it was called in an ancient language. In the spirit of William James, we're forging a new science and a new art of being human. And there are people like one of my inspirations, Jonas Salk, who said that, look, we've been through material evolution. We've been through biological evolution. It's all happened to us. We're at a decisive point in evolution where we need to move into meta-biological evolution in a way in which our sciences are giving birth to evolution, discovering itself through us.
Right.
We're living evolution.
Because we know that we have had an effect on our own evolution. We know that through culture.
Largely unconscious, though. What we're going into now but is now, understanding now we how have, our evolution.
Right. Now we have to be conscious of it so that we can make the right decisions so that our trajectory takes a path that is good for the species, not bad. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein protein bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio, where we are looking to discover how to affect our own evolution as opposed to being subjected to it. So, Ken, you wanted to sum up that last segment, right?
Yeah, there's been a drive since something I don't think is taught in school anymore, the Axial Age. The Axial Age is roughly 700 to 500 BCE, before the Common Era. It's the age in which Lao Tzu, the Buddha, Bhagavad Gita, and India, seminal texts of Zoroastrianism that become rewritten as early Judaic texts, both the traditions of the male and the female versions of God. Bet you haven't heard about that. And other traditions, the Hermetic tradition in Egypt. They are all, and we can't forget, the pre-Socratics in Greece, the pre-Socratic philosophers who have deep connections to Central Asia. What's occurring at that point in history is that humans are becoming self-aware and self-reflective. Those first philosophers aren't teaching an ideology or a dogma. They're asking what are called epistemological questions. They're asking questions about how we know with veracity or validity anything. What's the operation of the mind in knowing? And those are formative. In the healthy sense, the growth of the art of science and philosophy continues that process as we become more scientifically enlightened. So with respect to, are we bridging on religion versus science? I would say not. I would say instead, if there's a contention, it's between dogma, prescribed dogma, and emergent wisdom.
Yeah.
And wisdom has been the big heritage, and it's a universal one.
Where did you start this journey, or why did you start this journey?
I started it with a man named Dick Threffel, who was the high school swimming coach of the school I went to in Sunnyvale, California. I really started it around age 12. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, which in the 1950s was the home of the San Francisco Literary Renaissance, the Beatniks. University of California, Berkeley generally had 13 Nobel laureates on its faculty, and Stanford a few more. I didn't know it at the time. I was growing up in one of the seats of the Pacific Basin Renaissance culture. It was a wonderful place. Around age 11 or 12, I discovered science. I became engrossed in reading mentor classics of scientists like George Gamow and Fred Hoyle, who took me from the view that the world as presented and most people believed had nothing to do with the story of the universe, the story of the atom, the just this incredible revealing of the nature of reality. That obsessed me. around 15, my high school was an honors program for mentally gifted kids in science. We were supposed to be a generation of American scientists and engineers to counter the Soviet threat. We had a presence of dogmatic politics and religion in the Bay Area in the form of the House Un-American Activities Committee, conducting witch hunts, under the name banner of McCarthyism and the early Richard Nixon. So I developed kind of a distaste of authoritarian orientations as a kid. Then what changed in high school was I joined a swimming team in my sophomore year, and we had a coach who was just awful. He didn't believe in the dogma that lifting weights would make you muscle bound. Instead, he knew from personal experience and from coaching other kids, they'd make you bigger, faster, stronger. The district I was in for swimming, the majority of indoor and outdoor men's and women's Olympic medals and world records and national records were held by kids in that high school district.
Wow.
If you can imagine, you know, juniors and seniors, men and women. So that was an impetus. We got a new coach in my junior year, a Yalee, an ABD, who threw away the weights and had us go back to 19th century training with medicine balls. Sprinters had to warm up doing a mile, then a half a mile, then a bunch of quarter miles, and by the time you're ready to sprint, you're exhausted from anaerobics. So I opted out of swimming and, with my dad's help, built a home gym. And not too long after that, I started making treks to the San Jose YMCA in my probably junior year, 1960, for what I called Physical Culture University. Saturday mornings at the Y, everybody was there. Bodybuilders, martial artists, Olympic lifters, power lifters, and assorted athletes. And for a 16-year-old kid, depending on the magazine, beginning and end of a lift, I was taught lifting. I was taught all sorts of things. I loved it. I thrived on it. And that's what it all began at. In that period, there were a couple of professional wrestlers there. You know, guys that dyed their hair blonde and talked like this, Gorgeous George. One of them came up to me and said, you know, you're really good at working out. You're doing it with a passion, but otherwise you're a very bookish kid whose butt isn't worth a dime on the street. You got no street smarts and you don't know how to defend yourself. So what we'd like to do is every Saturday have you upstairs for half an hour, an hour on the mat, training you in self-defense. And we did that for about a year. Tom was about 200 pounds to my 165, and the other guy was probably 225. They pulled no punches. They threw me all over that place until I could counter them and throw them around. Rubber knives, rubber guns, all that stuff. Then they said, well, time to graduate. We want you to go down the street to the San Jose Buddhist Temple. The judo coach there is incredible. He went on to become the first U.S. Olympic team judo coach. And there's something called meditation they do there, too, that you need to learn. So it was through pro wrestlers.
Talk about the long way around the horn, huh?
Yeah. But my life's been that way. When Murphy was on, he was telling me that for us Irish, we're born to embellish, and as Californians, we have to journey and explore. And I think he's right in that. As time went on, probably 5-6 years later, as an undergraduate dual major in philosophy and psychology, I took some electives both in theory of personality and in the philosophies of China and Japan. And in both cases, there was a revolution going on with Maslow and other figures at that time that started to wear at the structure of conventional reality, suggesting there was a lot more. By the time I was ready for graduate school, I was looking at most of what was going on in the academy and philosophy and psychology as dead ends. Freudianism that explained everything as sexual perversion, and behaviorism that, you know, was studying humans by running rats and worms and mazes. So I went off to a Japanese Buddhist graduate school, not to convert to religion, but instead to learn of its maps and techniques of exploring and actualizing dormant human potentials. And that's exactly what I did. That training became a base camp. I became a teacher, like a Zen master, but with no interest in religion. The only interest that I've had in religion are the creation stories that stem from this. There is usually a god and a goddess who are having sex forever, and in the sky, in the heavens. And as they have sex, their love juices are dripping into the primal oceans, creating land masses and fauna and flora and eventually humans. So
is that really the story that they teach? Really?
Oh, a lot of India is that way. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, India is big. India is big into sex. They're the ones who created that whole Kama Sutra book. All right, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. This is a different version of Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. This is where Ken and I just get to talk.
Yeah. So and I'd like to talk another one.
Okay.
I had no idea what I was going to be getting into with this, and I love it. But each week, more opens. I've come to the conclusion, you know, we had Mike on some time ago, and for 52 years, Esalen has been a beacon of evolutionary transformationalism out of Big Sur. It's inspired other centers around the country. They tend to service minimally the upper middle class. It's costly to do those things. And it strikes me that what we're doing is a similar service, making resources available to the grassroots around the world.
Yeah, but it's only
that's unique.
But it only means something. So people go to Esalen to learn these things, but when people are passively sitting and listening to a show, and they get this stuff, it's not always taken in the same vein. I think I may have shared with you this, this idea that I don't want to debate somebody. I want to conversate with somebody. I want people who already get it and are just looking to get more of it than trying to convince somebody to come in. And the analogy I use is I'm not looking to plant seeds in sand. They won't grow in sand. I'm looking to plant seeds in fertile soil.
I'm wondering what we can do to be somewhat more interactive with the people out there listening. certainly texting me on Facebook is one way if they want to talk to me. I'm sure they've got ways of doing it with you. I think that kind of interaction could be very beneficial and synergistic for us all.
Yeah. I mean, sure, people reach out to us all the time. You can do it at onair@superhumanradio.com. You can go to the website as Jared did. Was that his name, Jared? I got to make sure.
I don't know.
Jason Souter did. I mean, he went to the website. And I hope he gives the show another chance. I got to be honest with you. You know, I clicked the link. I checked that. You know, he goes to a Bible college. I mean, there's plenty of room to understand lots of things. And I think there's a very dangerous moment in a person's life when they go, this is the only truth that I will accept. Very, very dangerous. And look, I was raised Catholic and Jesus didn't turn his back on anybody. You know, even Mary Magdalene, who was, you know, a woman of ill repute, he forgave and he was interested in her as a person. And if you go even further, the Dan, what's his name? The guy who wrote the book about,
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code, you know, suggests that Mary Magdalene was actually Jesus's lover. I mean, this notion
that's an old tradition. Well,
my point is this, that any type of religion that tells you, you know, you must only pay attention to this and look at this, and it, that's very dangerous because that's what government wants to do to you. They want you to believe the way they want you to believe.
Exactly.
So,
you know what John Cleese, this is what Michael Murphy told me. John Cleese of Monty Python and Fawlty Towers fame.
Yeah.
John Cleese was out at Esalen and told Mike that religion is 3% for transcendence, 97% for crowd control.
And I believe that because, you know what? I think that religion was created. Look, back in the day, the only intelligent people were Bible scholars. They were scholars who read scripture or Torah scholars or Quran scholars. This was all there was as far as written material. And they took it upon themselves to help the populations become more civilized and more hygienic and make better decisions because people were basically like animals. They were like dogs and cats. You
right,
know what I mean? Copulating, pooping in the water that they had to drink, not doing the right things with their food and getting sick. So the Bible scholars, the Quran scholars, the scriptural scholars took it upon themselves to help the people who were by and large very uneducated. Ignorant, not even beyond uneducated, ignorant. And this is where religion took hold. It had very, very noble beginnings. It wanted to help people be better people. But then something happens and money comes into the role. I mean, anybody who's ever watched the HBO series Borgias, you know, Borgias, the original crime family, it's called, the Pope. I mean, but the stuff that went on back then was atrocious. And this is the guy that's supposed to be your connection to heaven. So my point is this. Religion started with very, very noble aspirations, but it's not that any longer. It's not that. And part of the reason it's not that anymore is because now people, by and large, are well-educated and can take care of themselves. I mean, that's it. I'm saying, you know, buy it or not. Now, I think spirituality is a great thing, and I think religion is a great thing, and getting together with friends at church and stuff like that, that's all good stuff. Community, that's all good stuff. But shutting down any possibility of anything else being a valid concept because it contradicts what is written in whatever text that you refer to, I think that's a very, very dangerous thing. Very dangerous.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not mainstream.
Yeah. But anyway, so as we come 4 minutes to the end of the show here, I think that, again, I say, anybody who's reading into this show is somehow carrying a religious message. You're wrong. It has nothing to do with religion at all. It is exclusively about betterment of the individual. And I think
about
that,
acquisition of wisdom.
Yeah, there you go. Acquisition of wisdom. I like that. And also understanding what is influencing and has influenced our evolution and leveraging that information so that we can do better as we go forward. That's what this is about.
Exactly.
I mean, you know,
exactly.
We can't, because right now, in the words of, I got the wrong word. When I first started talking about this process, I referred to it as devolution. But Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on the show and corrected me. He said it's disevolution. But we are seeing disevolution for the first time. We are actually seeing lifespan shortening, disease onset earlier. The species is in trouble. Our trajectory has made an amazing change. We were going. All of a sudden, we just dropped, 50,000 feet, and we're in trouble. Parents are going to outlive children. We're in trouble. If we don't start paying attention to the road signs and start doing the things that will aid and get us to recover that trajectory and continue on refinement of the species, we will,
that's
don't think we can't extinct. Yeah, don't think we can't become extinct. I mean, it may not happen in our lifetimes. We'll all be dead. But 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 years from now, we could be extinct.
Well, that's my contention. The whole emphasis of trans-evolutionary, beyond evolution, that's what trans means in this case, is that evolution has largely happened to us. The choices that we've made have been below the level of consciousness. It's time to know our minds, to become conscious, and get in the driver's seat.
Yeah. And on that note, we have to pull the plug. Why don't you go ahead and plug, speaking the word plug, your services, your website?
I do remote coaching of various sorts, starting with physical culture. It's a common experience especially for younger people, but not exclusively so, that after 3 or 4 months of customized training programs, that their significant other says, "Are you taking steroids?" And they're taking sensible training in nutrition is what they're taking.
Right.
It works out well. So I am available remotely. You can contact me either through transevolutionaryfitness.com or through Facebook, Ken O'Neill, O'Neill.
There you go. And of course, let's thanks to Bob Gadja. His website, I believe, is Gadja Health. Oh, I should have had this here. I apologize. You know, isn't that terrible? Hold on. I have it here. A-G-A-D-G-A. Why is my computer so slow right now? But anyway, I want to say it's Gadja Health something here.
Well, Google on Gadja.
Gadja Health Plus, Gadja, G-A-J-D-A, healthplus.com. GadjaHealthPlus.com. You go there and get his book on peripheral, what is it called?
PHA,
peripheral heart action. Yeah.
And the total body training. I recommend everybody read total body training, if nothing else, to undo decades of dysfunctional movement. It's incredible. I put it into practice and was amazed how sore my abs got from doing practically nothing with attention. Also, I want to have him back on. And tomorrow, He's on Facebook. Tomorrow is Bob's 74th birthday. So send your birthday wish.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll definitely do that. Well, that's great. Fantastic. And thanks for putting the show together, Ken.
Thank you, Carl.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for an episode of Casual Friday. And we'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.